On the outside, this looks like any normal Cadillac SRX, a sleek 2013 luxury SUV. But it's been retrofitted with screens and sensors, a small antenna on top with a GPS and Wi-Fi receiver detecting obstacles ahead. In this case, a tester wearing what looks like a construction worker's vest that contains a transmitter.
So if I'm normally driving by and a construction worker steps out in front of us, we get a warning.
Andy Peterson is Director for Technology Development at the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute in Blacksburg.
That was a close call.
That was a close call. But this technology might have just saved a construction worker from getting hit.
Or a cyclist, a motorcycle driver, another car, or a telephone pole.
The whole idea behind these newer technologies is to try and kill less people on the roads. Roads are dangerous, and how do you make them less dangerous? This is one of the ideas for making roads safer.
Peterson says his team is not looking so much at the cars. That's the concern of the companies which will manufacture them. The focus at VTTI, he says, is the humans inside and how they respond to the information the cars give them about what's going on the road ahead.
You can see a couple of big screens here in the back. Got a computer that runs all this stuff, embedded car PC, collecting 6 video streams and CAN data and acceleration data, radar data. So that's our research tool that we collect data on human responses.
This will give technology developers important information about how to design these so-called self-driving vehicles, but that term is not quite accurate, at least not yet.
Until we have, and even then, fully automated vehicles, what people usually call autonomous or self-driving vehicles, which is basically the highest level of automation, there's still going to be a human interaction.
Myra Blanco is director for the Center of Automated Vehicle Systems at Virginia Tech's Transportation Institute.
It's a natural progression in the technology. Think of it. You had cruise control. You set up a speed, 55 miles per hour, but you need to be looking ahead because there might be a person cutting in front of you, and that person suddenly steps on the brake, and you can't be doing 55 anymore. With advanced cruise control, the vehicle goes one step ahead and says, I know that person is reducing speed, so I'm going to be reducing my speed.
Blanco says VTTI is responding to market demand to bring more auto to the automobile.
Priorities change too. So going from point A to point B is a need, but it's not what people want to do. People want to be connected, be able to either have a conference call or call grandma and see how she's doing for the day. So the user is saying, this thing of driving, I would love if you can take over that from me. I have other things that I would like to be able to do.
Meantime, testing of the semi-automated cars will take place on the Smart Road at VTTI in Montgomery County and the Virginia International Raceway in Halifax. When testing is complete, the cars will begin showing up on some 70 miles of state roadways for real-world testing. I'm Robbie Harris.